with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Give me that power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power to make you more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. And it starts, you know where it starts? Musicians, you can go ahead and come. I'm going to close. Where does it start? It starts in the glory of God, but who does it start with? Us. It starts with you. Point at yourself. It starts with me. It starts with me. Girl, it starts with you. It starts with you. It starts with you. It starts with you. Parents, it starts with you. It starts with you. How are we going to have revival in our church at Harvest Time Worship Center? Look at our facilities. They're incredible. Look at what God has blessed. It's incredible. But how are we going to have revival? How are we going to grow the church? Point at yourself. Come on, point at yourself. Starts with me. We've got to make it personal. My church, like Pastor preached several, my church. This is my church. If I see a piece of paper, I pick it up. Why? Because of the house of God. This is my church. Take possession of what you are and who you are. Be excited about who you are. About what God has blessed us with. When that type of excitement starts from the youngest to the oldest, from these little bitty kids to the oldest person in here, I'm chasing you because I'm getting more gray and I'm losing it. I'm losing my hair. It's getting thin. But when we make it personal, then it's no problem to walk up to somebody in Kroger like I did yesterday. Hey, how are you? Is that good cheese? Yeah, man. Have you ever had this queso? This is how. No, I've never had that, but it sounds good. Man, I go to this church over here. I'd love to invite you. Really? Before the conversation was over, he was thanking me. Thank you for being bold enough to talk to me, a complete stranger, and invite me to your church. You know, sometimes you're going to get, I already have a church family. Hey, that's fine, no problem. If you ever have an off-serve, come visit us. You'll love it. Just come be a part. Sometimes you'll get big old tears will well up. Oh, thank you. Why? Because they're in the middle of the battle. They're facing things that they don't want to be facing. All of us have faced problems we don't want to face. All of these kids have faced things they don't want to face. They just take it and go on. Come back to them in 5 or 6 minutes. Their attention will be distracted. They'll be on something completely different. But there's got to be a constant preaching and teaching of Jesus and Him crucified. They've got to see the love in us. They've got to see the faith in us. Folks, we're on the brink of some incredible things happening. I'm telling you, the world over is searching for the answer. The answer is Jesus. No matter what walk of life you've ever been in, no matter where you've been in your life, no matter what good decisions or bad decisions you have made, young people, hear me. No matter what choices you've made, that, you know, we've been talking a lot about our words and our thoughts, right? And about saying good words. And about how we've said bad words, but we don't want to do that anymore. We've thought bad thoughts. We don't want to do that anymore. We're working on that. It's a daily relationship. All right, real quick without thinking. How many of you brush your teeth every morning? Throw your hand up. I hope all of you do. It's a daily thing, right? You better, because Pastor used to be a dentist and he'll get you. It's a daily thing. You do it every day. So when I wake up in the morning, you know what I do every day? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm still here. There are many mornings when I'll open the front door and look out and, hello, world! Brother Chris here. Gonna be a great day. I'm already setting up my faith. I don't know if I'm going to have a blowout, run into a yellow pole like I did a few weeks ago. I don't know, but it's still going to be a great day because I have the opportunity. I'm still on this side of glory. I'm not laying in the front of a church. No more options at that point. You're gone. It is appointed unto man once to die. After death cometh the judgment. I wonder if you'd stand with me all over the building. You can stand up. I didn't just resurrect him from the dead. He wasn't really dead, okay, for those that were wondering. I am not Jesus. But I can talk about Jesus. See, they put him in a grave. Rolled that old stone over. Even put some guards out there to make sure nobody came and stole him. And he resurrected from the dead that we might have life. I wonder if all of our young people, Brother Josh, grab that side of the table for me. Or if all of our young people, Brother Josh, come grab this side and bring it right over there for me. All of our young people, could you just make your way right here to the front? All of our adults, parents, grandparents, friends, loved ones, that would be every church member in the house. Come stand right down here. Come right down here, baby. Right down here. Would you join around them? We've been talking about salvation upstairs. What salvation means. What the plan of salvation is. What's the process of salvation? Acts laid it out for him, and Peter laid it out for him in Acts when he said, you've got to repent. He baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. I promise you it will change your life. It's not a one-time experience. Well, I went to the altar. I can tell you where I first received the Holy Ghost. January 15, 1985, Irvington Christian Academy. We had a 2:30 devotion on Thursdays, every Thursday. I came down and I didn't want to sit up front. I can just be honest. I was a heathen. I wanted to sit in the back. But I got wrangled up here to the front, about right where Sister Petrie is at. Lester Roch preached a message. I couldn't get away from it. My little mind, I didn't want to go to hell. I wanted to go to heaven. I wanted to live for God. I didn't understand everything at that point, but I knew I wanted to. I knew I wanted that power that he spoke about and that relationship that he spoke about. God filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I've never been the same since. God can touch you, young man, young woman, right where you're at. Some of you haven't faced some of the things I've talked about. Some of you have already turned down the drugs, the alcohol, the lust. You can make it. It's a daily process. It's a daily relationship. I want us as a church family, we're going to pray with you, okay, young people? We're going to pray with you. And that salvation that we've been talking about, you can have it. All you've got to do is repent of your sins, okay? And ask Jesus to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Right where you're at, he can touch you. All over the building, just lift your hands, stretch them out towards these young people. Come on, young people, pray with me. Jesus, touch me right now. God, you forgive me. Some of you parents, lay hands on some of these kids. Brother Valentine, come lay hands on some of these children. Lord Jesus, touch these children right now. God, if there's anything in our hearts that shouldn't be, Forgive us. Wash us, Lord.
The center of it
all. Lord, forgive us for our sins.